The title for tonight's sermon comes from Luther's great hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And at one point, I might try and tell you the German words for that, but German is Greek to me. I don't understand it. Sorry. Greek, though, is easier. I don't know why. Something amazing about German and Greek, though, that I do know of is that you can make a really long word in German. It'll just be all one long word, and it will have all sorts of meaning to it. Greek, biblical Greek, is the same way. You can have one really long Greek word, and it will practically be a sentence by itself. A lot of meaning can be packed into one word. Moms can pack a lot of meaning into one word, too. Am I right, Lisa? Yeah. And it's all about how you say it. How you say that word, moms, is you have some power. You really do. Easy words, too. Things like clean. And things are clean. Eat. The plate is done. It's gone. One word power. Moms have these words. Quiet. And it's quiet. Sometimes I know moms wish they had more power with one word. I know I wish I had more power with one word. Stop. And the kids stop. Come here. Or just, I guess, come. One word. Power. Moms have this ability to really put some force behind one word. In any language, English, Greek, Spanish, whatever, moms have power in one word. Sometimes it only takes one word. In our text from Isaiah tonight, we hear the words of the servant. And this passage from Isaiah is what's referred to as a servant song. There are a few of these passages in Isaiah that are called servant songs. And they're songs that are kind of, it's as though the Messiah, who we know to be Jesus Christ, has words even in the Old Testament. And these words are the songs of the servant. And they're words about the servant and about his sacrifice that will happen for us. This is one of those servant songs. And in this, we hear the words of the servant say, "He made my mouth like a sharp sword." The implication there is that the words of the servant have some power. Kings fought with armies. Armies fight with swords. But the servant has power in his words. Power and might come from the words of his mouth. My mouth, he made my mouth like a sharp sword. Throughout these middle chapters of Isaiah, Isaiah 40 to 55, we hear about the power of God's word, not only in the servant, but just in general. Isaiah 40, we hear, "Grass withers, flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever." In Isaiah 55, we hear, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." And Isaiah 50 echoes this sentiment. "The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary." God's word has a lot of power. And sometimes it only takes one word. When God speaks, things happen. Let there be light, and there was light. It only takes a word. Isaiah presents the servant of the Lord to the Israelites in exile in Babylon. We've been talking about these Israelites as they are in exile to this people called the Babylonians. The Babylonians sacked Jerusalem. They destroyed the temple in 587 BC, around that time. They even took the king, and they took the king and gouged out his eyes. But they didn't do so until they had butchered his sons in his presence. These were violent people. Their entire way of living, the Israelites' entire way of living, really came to a brutal end at the hand of the Israelites, at the hand of King Nebuchadnezzar. And at this point, the exiles really only knew defeat, and in defeat they lamented. And we hear these words in Isaiah, "My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God." Those words might be new to us, but I think we've had times in our lives where we've echoed those words. Maybe if you've been divorced by a spouse, or if you've had your heart broken by a close friend, maybe you've been abandoned by parents, then those words are your words. My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Maybe you've been hurt badly. Maybe you've suffered tragedy or pain or loss of a friend. You know these words. My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. These are the words of the Israelites in exile, the people who have been brutalized. And into these words, Isaiah speaks of God's servant, the coming Messiah, who says in our text, "He made my mouth like a sharp sword." And just one word from the Messiah can set everything right that was wrong. Jesus is the servant in our text, and he only needs one word, really, to finish and accomplish that what the Father has sent him to do. At his baptism, the Father sent the Spirit upon Jesus. And then the Spirit takes Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan, to fight against the forces of evil, personified in the devil. And the devil comes at Jesus three times. And each time, Jesus responds with one word. At least it's one word in the Greek. And I'll try to pronounce these right. Gegrapatai. It is written. What does Jesus do? He refers to Scripture, to what God has written in his battle against Satan. To a man with leprosy, Jesus declares in one word, "Be healed." The Greek word is katharesetai, be clean. He rebukes the wind, he rebukes the waves with one word, quiet, quiet. To the deaf and dumb man, he cries out, opened, be opened. It just takes a word from Jesus, and these people experience healing. The very elements of nature themselves respond at the word of Christ. Luther describes Christ's battle and God's battle against the evil foe of Satan in A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And there are the words in German, and you can tell me after the service if I get these wrong, because I'm sure there's people here that know. Ein Wortlein kann ihn fallen. One little word can fell him. One little word can put an end to the devil. As Jesus goes about in the book of Matthew, a Roman centurion comes before him and tells Jesus that my servant is deathly sick. But Lord, all you need to do is say the word and he will be healed. You don't need to come to him, you just need to say the word. Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. And in him, all things come to completion. And in him is power. And at the end, when Jesus is arrested He's bound, he's tried, he's slapped and beaten, stripped, scourged, abandoned, and then spiked and forsaken. Christ utters one more word in Greek, tetelestia. It is finished. All that the Old Testament, all that Isaiah and the servant songs foreshadow and foretell, predict, is now complete in Jesus Christ. It is done. It is finished. The lamb is slain. The serpent is crushed. Atonement, forgiveness is made. The Passover is complete. And from the cross, Christ speaks one-word statements to us over and over again. He says to us and to you, forgiven, washed, loved, justified, mine. These are his words to you. And in these words, Christ speaks into this chaos that is the world. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. His word, where we celebrate here as connected with bread and wine and water, placed upon our foreheads, into our mouths, it delivers restoration, it delivers healing, and it delivers forgiveness. We are bought by the blood of Christ, sealed by his cross with the Spirit, and in him we are given hope in the Word of God made flesh. In our final restoration, when all this chaos is made right, is yet to come. And we hear of this in Revelation, where the name of Christ is called Faithful and True, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And on that day, Christ will have one more word. In Greek, it's one word. To us, it's three. It is done. In faith, we look forward to that day. And we ask God to help us on days like maybe today where our faith isn't as strong and we yearn for that restoration more than ever. Let us pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we know that in your word there is power. And we hear the word of promise that you give to us, that we are forgiven, that we are loved, that we are your children, that we are your own possession. Lord, in the times and trials of our lives, help us to remember these promises, to know that in you it is finished, and in you it will be done. We pray this in your name. Amen.